escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm telling you, Sam, I still ain't used to this starting the show where there's sunlight out. I ain't used to that yet. I kind of like it when it's dark when we come in here. Anyway, it's a beautiful, sunny Saturday morning. Sam and Greg with you. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all out in Dallas. Oh, you know what I did?
What's that?
Or didn't do? I didn't say the call letters. I didn't say the Sam and Greg on 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
See, you just did.
Well, I did, but I should have done it in my little pattern thing there.
You know what, though? Yeah, I mean, we're coming off a heavy day yesterday. So
we are.
Pardon us if we're a little bit turned around, but we're happy to be with you. The sun is up. The sun is
shining. Yeah, it is.
And we're here with you this morning. Glad you're with us.
I'm serious about that, though. Didn't you like coming in here when it was just, you
it's
know?
Oh, yeah, you could, like, you know, yeah.
Night out in here, everything was dark, you know. And
No, we got light.
All right, okay. Well, anyway, thank you again for letting us be a part. We are here to talk sports, and we go all over the map.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to be football-driven, but we go all over the map. And as Mr. Crenshaw just alluded to, heavy day around here. Yesterday, we will take a second and acknowledge the first responders, obviously.
We always do.
But
thank them for what they do always and running to the danger when everyone else gets to go the other way, right?
And it was one of those days where you watched – and it wasn't just the first responders, obviously – they take precedent when we talk about them. But now we're sort of used to being a part of it, and that means the coverage.
Yep.
The people who do what you used to do, who are running around there, running toward the, you know, the issues with a camera in their hand.
Well, you don't run toward it, but I mean...
Well, as far as you can.
As far as you can, until they put that crime scene tape up, until they set that perimeter, which I'm sure that's the other part of it.
That's that part of it, too. The people who are filming on their phones that are sending it to the stations, hey, I got this. This is, you know, they're up in their houses, they're in their apartments, and they hear the gunshot, and then they end up sending that to the network. So it was one of those days where you planned on sitting and watching something else, and then this started, and you became riveted, and you watched our city. You know, we talk about the good things that happen in this city and how we look like an international city, and we throw the praise where it is needs to be directed. But yesterday was another one of those days where this city shined in adversity and showed the people who were.
Well, because of the preparation that goes on now, Greg, there's so much preparation that must go into being prepared for things like an active shooter. The preparation makes the difference. And thanks to all the law enforcement that came from throughout the metro.
Throughout the area.
And also from the state level. But still, the loss of a life, the loss of an officer, David Rose, his name, on the force and the cab for right at a year, maybe just under a year. And so, you know, we send our thoughts and prayers out to his family, obviously, and for all those who knew and worked along with him. But the fact that things went out the way they did is because of all the preparation now that you have to have.
It's a lot of unknown with that, too, because you don't know, as you say, you can only prepare so much.
Right.
Every one of these incidences, there's a new twist in it that you don't know what's going to happen. And again, just in watching how it played out yesterday, the end result of it's always one of those stories where when the dust sort of settles, you hear about how it could have been worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were children, right? Uh-huh. You know, children, like a daycare in the area of CDC.
How so, it could have been worse, and were not for the efforts of, you know, this department, that department, and a lot of the first responders.
Very much, very much.
I don't even know where the dismount with something like this, because we could continue to talk about it.
Thing, but you know what? Once again, preparation, and I think that takes us over to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where once again there's preparation. And I mean, we all, and it's.
Well, that we have seen, and that's more of a controlled situation. Right? I mean, going back to, say what you will about DeMar Hamlin and all that, but that taught a lot of the people, officials in the NFL, how to address situations like what we saw last night.
We found out there's something already in place. The thing that saved DeMar Hamlin is that there was already something in place that we weren't aware of. Mm-hmm. We found that through our friend Coley Harvey, of course, who was practically living up there and was telling us, came on with us, told us about the story. But there is something that the National Football League has in place, a meeting that goes on before each and every game with health and medical professionals that are there. They're at each and every game. It's something we didn't know until what happened with DeMar Hamlin. That crew obviously sprang into action last night with the injury that took place to Maurice Norris in the game in the very start of the fourth quarter. And I'm listening here, and I got to tip my cap, and I texted both Wes Durham and Dave Archer, and because who wants to be on the air when something like that happens?
Exactly.
And have to describe it. They did a masterful job, in my opinion, of letting people know. And just, you know, and Wes said, we got a commercial spot, because right now I just don't think we ought to. I said, man, you guys did a masterful job last night with that happening. Thankfully, the news got better late last night when the Detroit Lions released a statement saying that that Morris.
Breathing, moving around.
And had movement in all of his extremities, because that's the thing we were. You know, always wondering a case like that. And they thanked the Falcons organization, the EMS team at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Those are the ones.
Those that we're talking about.
The ones
about,
that we talk about, the ones that come out from wherever.
Yeah, right.
And administer whatever needs to happen to get them to stabilize that person for that trip to Grady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And absolutely. Then what they do with Grady.
Right.
On top of everything else.
That's the thing. Grady is a short drive away. Right. And so it all worked in concert, and it all worked out very well last night, but a frightening moment, and just a sobering moment. You know, they snapped the ball and let the clock run down to 6:31, and then, you know, league office says, hey, we're not going to play any more football.
Right. And were you surprised at the way they did that? Because I didn't know what was going on initially. Then I realized, okay, I thought at first it was going to be some sort of acknowledgement to what happened. And hey, listen, Detroit, you guys just lost a player. We're going to just, you know, take it down or two. I didn't know what it was, but I hadn't seen anything like that before.
Right. And that was the thing in listening to Wes and Dave, because they never.
Well, I was watching the other. I didn't hear that. I was watching the TV thing, and nobody knew initially what was going on.
Right.
So I thought, okay, they're going to, you know, we're not going to play this next play in acknowledgement of this person who you just lost. But I didn't know, you know, if what was going on. And then when they stopped. I realize, okay, these guys, they're just not feeling football
now. They're not going to play anymore.
And yeah.
It's your first preseason game.
Third string out there at that point, and fourth string. So, yeah, let's not lose nobody else.
You know, and this guy's as a rookie. He's a first-year player out of Fresno State and just out there trying to, you know, do what guys do in the second half of the fourth quarter of a preseason game. You know, he's out there trying to solidify his spot, you know, and do what he can do, get in on some tackles and – the things that you've been doing against your teammates for all these days, now you get a chance to go out and show. And just a fortunate thing. I mean, the score was Detroit was up 17-10.
Yeah, it's irrelevant,
material, right?
Exactly. But the crazy part about this is, and we'll get to the Falcons, when you talk about last season and you talk about the teams that made the playoffs and the teams you thought were going to be, you know, make more noise in the playoffs and make it to the Super Bowl, Detroit was one of those teams, obviously. And the reason they did make it, or one of the reasons they did make it, was because of the losses they suffered last year on their defense. Everybody knew about the mass unit that was Detroit's defense, and the fact that they got as far as they did surprised a number of people. And then for their season to start with this happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I thought about that. But listen, let's switch gears here. And how'd you feel about looking at them, these Falcons?
What you saw. You saw some things that you like.
Feeling good about the backup.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, I'm not talking about Kirk Cousins.
Do it, right? Because we don't know if Kirk Cousins will be here for the whole season or if something happens with him. It made you feel a little bit better about the person that you have to step in there, because he showed some touch, made some nice throws, and was pretty impressive in the time that he was out there. So I like what I saw there. And some guys are getting a chance to make some contributions. Chris Blair getting a chance to make a catch for a touchdown. He's a guy, I think he's out of, trying to make sure, I think it's Alcorn, HBCU product. And he goes out there and does some things, makes some great grabs. So you saw some guys on defense doing some things. Josh Woods with 7 tackles. We'll get into that. We'll get into some of the numbers. But just overall, you saw some guys out there that really looked like they've been waiting for this opportunity to go out and show what they could do last night, and they started to show it last night.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Saturday morning. And let me run down what we got going on here. And the person we have on the show, it seems like every year, this time of year, Kelly Stewart going to be joining us talking about Safe at Home game.
Yep.
We're going to do that next. But, again, just – this is a different kind of visit.
Yeah, it is.
We'll be talking about, you know, some other things, but the game in and of itself that happens every year is something special.
And it's happening a little bit later this year than usual, and she'll tell us why. It has something to do with the All-Star game.
Right.
You know, but she'll tell us about that in a little bit.
Joe Patrick's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour talking Atlanta Falcons, and maybe go around the league here. Noel's World is also coming up then. I got a great Ichiro stat.
Really?
I got a lot of stuff here.
Dude,
one show. I got a lot of stuff.
You got stuff.
Some stuff, too. So we're going to hopefully not jam too much in here. John Bednarowski.
Yeah.
Marietta Daily Journal.
Yeah, man.
Friend of the show. He ain't got walk-on music, but he's a friend of the show. It is his time of year to shine again.
He's got you know, Corky Kell, Dave Hunter Classic comes up next week, and he's releasing his annual edition, preseason high school football with all the top players from Cobb County, Cherokee County. I got an edition of it right here. Let him come on and talk about it. Had a chance to play a special role with it, too.
Yeah,
so
you did.
We're going to talk about that,
Yeah,
too.
You did.
Yep.
And also, we got a WNBA update with Noel coming up later on in the show. But this is when we talk about this, you know, this past week, and we spent a lot of time on events here in the last 24 hours. I want to get to our story of the week, if you don't mind.
It's time for Sam and Greg's Story of the Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
I saw something last week, and we all saw it, but it hit me in a way that gave me just a little bit more hope for humanity.
Okay.
Because I found something that I don't care who you are. I swear if you saw what I saw, you would smile.
Okay.
And it would make you feel, it's like puppies. I don't know many people, if you put a puppy in their hand, they're not going to smile, right?
Right.
But I saw something this week that there isn't a person on the planet can't relate to. And it will make you feel a certain kind of way. And I saw that this week, and I thought, man, this should be more of this. You see the WNBA game? The one with, I want to get this right, between, I had it here right in front of me. I want to make sure I get the game. Oh, between the Las Vegas Aces. And they had the baby crawl.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you think about this. Is there a person on the planet who can't relate to watching a family watch their baby, their newborn, take their first steps?
Yeah.
And then for this kid to do it at a basketball court, right? I just thought that was cool as could be, man. And we got so much you-know-what going on around this place, man.
But not just that, in front of a crowd.
In front of a crowd, right? This kid has got something special coming up in life if they take their first steps in front of 5,000 people. But it was just, it really did make me think about the thing, where else in life, what else is there in life that you can say with full throat that if people watch this, there isn't a person on the planet that will not be able to relate to this, and it will make them it will bring joy to them.
Well, baby races are always fun.
Yeah, but the babies are always crawling, and all the babies are crawling.
But baby races are an adventure because you don't know what they're going to do. When you turn them loose, you got a parent at the other end with their favorite toy trying to get them to show up.
I get it.
But then the crowd reacts.
I get it.
And some kid is just going to sit there and cry. And some just going to, one's going to take off until he figures out the people react. I'm making people do this. I'm making, you know. I get it.
Right,
you know.
But it don't compare to this, though.
But that's the thing. When you watch something like that, yeah, you don't know which one's going to turn around and come back to the other parent. No, go to the other.
This is the first event of a human being's life, right? This is the first thing you do, the first hurdle you make it over in life is taking those first steps. Some people will say it's the first time you fill your diapers, but when we're born, the achievement of the parents is to get them to take that first step. Hopefully everything's healthy with them.
Yeah.
So to watch that first big achievement in this human being's life is special.
Well, I give a shout out to Mike Holmes, woman who was over at Georgia State. Yeah. His kids won the baby race. Both of them won the baby race at Georgia State. And he always is proud about that. Yeah, we got a dynasty at our house.
okay. Anyway, that was my story of the week. Go ahead. What's yours?
We'll talk about baby. We'll talk about one that was born here in the Northside Hospital. But he's a big fella now. How about Ben Shelton getting his first 10,000 win? Canadian
Yes.
Open, Canadian Masters. Born here in Atlanta when his dad was coaching. Brian Shelton was coaching over at Georgia Tech. And gets that big win north of the border. That is huge for him. He's going to shoot up with some more numbers in the rankings. That's big for him as he heads to New York, gets set to head for the U.S. Open. He's going to be one of the places to watch. We want to see if a U.S. player can break through.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since we had one breakthrough at one of the major tournaments. It would be amazing if he could do it at the U.S. Open. That's half of my story. The other story is Jen Powell. Of course, the female umpire is going to be here in Atlanta. Got a doubleheader today, going to work third base, going to work first base and third base today, behind the plate tomorrow, making history here in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Those are our stories of the week. We got Kelly Stewart coming up next. I'm serious. Give me two other things you can think of that 7 billion people on the planet can relate to and would make them smile and bring joy to them. Well, I can't name them.
Absolutely.
Well, if you do. Get Cast with Greg. By the way, there's a new casting call up on Get Cast with Greg, and you can holler at Sam, too. We're getting started on this Saturday morning. It is Sam and Greg. Thank you for letting us be a part of this August 9th. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That intro is longer than I thought. Come on. There you go. Sweet emotion. Errol Smith from Toys in the Attic here on the Dark Side. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Saturday morning, the 9th day of August. Stuff happened on this day. I question this. It was reported, but I question how do you really know? But allegedly, today was the day that the first horses arrived in Hawaii. Now, how are you going to know something like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what island? Is it the Big Island? Is it, you know, is it one of the other islands? But this was literally documented. And
that's a lot of swimming.
On this
I'm just date. Saying. I'm just saying.
And why are you bringing – obviously, you're bringing them there to work the land.
Yeah.
But today was the day, according to this publication, that horses arrived.
Hey, man, you know, because if you think about –
horses arrived in Hawaii.
Do you have to move them?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You got to move a lot of stuff, too.
That's another story. We always have this story when the Olympics come along, the equestrian horses. How do you get them to those places? And you got to put them on a plane. You got to fly them to wherever the Olympics going on. You just don't ride into a horse when you get there. You got to ride the horse that you – yeah, transporting them is pretty special business.
Is that why that dude didn't run that horse in the Preakness last year? He won the Derby, and he just, like, sat out the Preakness.
Yeah.
And he could have been the Triple Crown winner, although he lost by a nose in that last race. But he had a chance, and you didn't put no money on journalism.
Did not.
You should feel a certain way. All right, man. Would you do our do the
absolutely.
Honors?
Absolutely. Always great to catch up with this person. And, man, they're doing some amazing things with our young people. But getting set to have an event celebrating his 11th year takes on a bit of a special meaning this morning after what we saw in our community yesterday and how we very value our relationship with our law enforcement. Kelly Stewart from Lee joins us right now to talk about the Safe at Home game. Kelly, good morning.
Welcome. Morning, Kelly.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I managed to bring some guy on here with me. You know, CJ's here.
CJ, you got it. All right now. All right.
It's always fun when we get a tag team.
Yeah. So you got us both this morning, but thank you guys for always supporting us and specifically the Safe at Home game. And you are right, Sam. We want to make sure that we send our hearts out to our law enforcement community after the incident we experienced yesterday, definitely thinking about them and lifting them up.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. The Safe at Home game taking place a little bit later this year than normal, but there was a reason for that, right?
You know, it was a tech got involved and had an opportunity to be a part of the All-Star game. And I don't know if anybody got a chance to head out to that Home Run Derby X that was here. It was hosted at Georgia Tech, and, you know, I think they had to clean up the field a little bit after that event. But it's all good. We worked it out, and we back in action on August 23rd. So we hoping everybody will come out and support us again this year.
Kelly, do you take a second in a quiet moment and think about the last 11 years doing this?
Listen, it's truly tremendous, especially when you look back and see, like, when we first started this, we really – you know, wanted to introduce our ambassadors to, you know, law enforcement from a relationship building standpoint, but also from a career opportunity standpoint. And to have Brandon Sharp, one of our ambassador alums, who is now a member of the Atlanta Police Department, working in Zone 6. I mean, this is the kind of fruit that we want to see this event bear. And, you know, we want more of our ambassadors involved in law enforcement, whether it's, you know, in the action on the street or whether it's administratively. We have one of our ambassadors, Terrence Wright, that just graduated from West Georgia in marketing. And I'm telling him, I'm like, look, these law enforcement agencies have marketing departments. So it's just amazing to look back and see what we've all accomplished together.
It is the 11th Safe at Home game is coming up Saturday, August 23rd at Russ Chandler Stadium at Georgia Tech. You will find out more about it. Oh, my goodness, you can go. Well, I'll tell you what, it is social. It is social.
Yeah, man, go to
you
the website.
At the SAH game, to find out more about this particular game. There are fundamental ideals with this game. I want you and CJ just to remind people about this. This is very basic fundamentals that are involved with this because there's no official. There's not officiated, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so good morning, everybody. So in 2014, after the killing of Mike Brown, one of my now really good friends who was just an acquaintance, who was recommended to us. He does some leadership talk. He came out to Washington High School. His name is Brad Jubin. And he lives in Peachtree City in the suburbs. He's a white man. And he comes out to the inner city of Atlanta at Booker T. Washington High School to talk to our boys, all black boys, teenagers. And this is right after the killing. And so he was afraid that coming to the city, that something bad would happen to him. He had a great experience. Nobody tried to kill him. Nobody tried to rob him. And he was just saying that coming in, that's what he was expecting because of what he heard on the news about black boys in the city of Atlanta. And when he stuck around after the talk and he saw that we played the self-officiated style, that's when he said, y'all ever thought about playing against law enforcement? I was just like, look, man, we got so much on our plate. We can't do anything like that. And Kelly was doing our strategic plan. She called it safe at home. And so that's what we did when we did it, played against the law enforcement, because what it does, even in our games, it incites opportunities for disagreements, and then they're forced to make it work. They're on a time clock. Mm-hmm. So if you spend all of your time arguing over balls and strikes, then you won't have enough time to play. So that was very good. And so, you know, have an opportunity to do that. And then also too excited that even this year, Dale Murphy is going to be he's going to be one of our captains. And so, you know, some of the boys, unfortunately, will tell them, hey, listen, Dale Murphy's going to be out here. And they're like, who is that? And
right.
Little education doesn't hurt.
And Dale is like, he's such a big deal. But, you know, even meeting him and his wife, Nancy, like, he doesn't think he's a big deal. And I'm just like, dude, you're Dale Murphy. And he's like, no, I'm just the guy who loves the game of baseball. I was like, no, not quite. it's really been awesome having them aboard this year. And our friends at the Atlanta Braves Foundation are, you know, our collaborating sponsor for this event. It's just, you know, it's as our mayor says, it's definitely a group project. You know, putting this game on, and we've just had so much success with it over the years because we've had the right partnerships to go along with it.
Kelly and
CJ. Sam and Greg, too. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to give you guys a little, you know, reintroduce you once again, Kelly and CJ Stewart, Safe at Home Game, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Go ahead, sir.
Well, listen, Greg and Sam, y'all will love this. So Kelly and I, Kelly had me set up to do a podcast with Dale, and I'm sitting there talking to him. I'm nervous. But prior to this, I had met him a couple other times, but still Dale Murphy. And I told him, I said, Dale, I said, I got to tell you this right here. I said, you're going to laugh when I say this. I said, but growing up as a kid in the city of Atlanta and watching the Braves, y'all weren't very good, but you were still Dale Murphy. And I said, it's only two white people that my black family would have ever allowed to go to a family reunion. And it was you, Dale Murphy, and Steve Barkowski. But, man, but black people in the city of Atlanta, man, like Dale Murphy was amazing. And one of the things that he told me when it comes down to race relations that I didn't know is that Bill Lucas, under his leadership, Dale Murphy was drafted by Bill Lucas, and Dale Murphy was the first player that was drafted by the Braves after Hank Aaron hit home run 715. So, you know, here's a black man, the first black general manager in Major League Baseball, and his first pick is Dale Murphy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, our Caucasian brothers should understand this. There is no greater compliment than being invited to the barbecue.
Yeah, I know, man. You invited to the barbecue. You invited.
And this is true.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've been invited to the barbecue. You have made something.
My goodness. Always great, though, spending some time with you guys. So talk. We got a little more time with you. Talk about just this game coming right on the heels of All-Star weekend and time here in Atlanta, which it was a great showcase, but the baseball was in the community, and that's what I thought was so great about it, right?
Yeah, you know, and I love All-Star Game, and it was amazing to be a part of the experience. And what I always tell people is, like, we have All-Stars here every day among us in the city of Atlanta and throughout the Atlanta metro community. So much so this year we will be honoring individuals that we have selected as everyday all-stars, just as a reminder to all of us that, you know, we are the celebrities in our community. You know, our youth, our law enforcement, you know, you guys on the radio keeping us informed, keeping us laughing a lot too. Thank you for that. And, you know, it's like, we are the all-stars every day out here in the community. Organizations, you know, LEAD and other organizations in the community who are doing the best we can to make our community a great place. So, you know, to me, all-star was just, you know, an amplification of what's already here in the city with the all-stars that live among us every day.
Fantastic, fantastic, folks. That is August 23rd at Russ Chandler Stadium. Now, you guys, I was tipped off about something that's going to happen in New York at the U.S. Open. Maybe we want to get into all that.
Look at you, Kelly. You teed it up.
You might know more than me because Mackenzie was trying to tell me something yesterday. I was like, girl, slow down. You hyperventilating. I don't know what's going on. So what you heard?
I just heard that LEAD will be, you know, be mentioned at the U.S. Open. And I don't know in what way, but that's just something I was just tipped off to. So we went
this,
in
is, yeah, this is true. This is true. Okay. And right. I think that, you know, Mackenzie may be representing us in the flesh there. So we still waiting on more details. But, you know, just a tremendous relationship that we are building with the USTA Foundation. And, you know, thank you, Sam, for, you know, always lifting us up on the tennis side as well since we started that endeavor. That podcast we did together has gotten so many hits on our end. So thank you so much for that. This has just been an amazing journey, you know, to start LEAD with baseball all these years on the front end. And now with all the knowledge that we have, all the bumps and bruises along the way that we took with baseball, we can get tennis started a little more smoothly so that our girls in Atlanta can have an opportunity to take tennis from the beginner level all the way to the U.S. Open, because it's happened before and it can happen again.
I just want some good news from you, too, if we could, about, you know, these young people that you are around. Are they seeming to focus on baseball more than they have in the past years? Because that was one of the things to talk about. American kids didn't want to play baseball. Are you finding that to change a little bit?
Well, you're going to make up all her fists up now.
Absolutely.
You're going to get her mad talking about kids don't want to play baseball.
No, I didn't say that. I'm trying to get some good news out of her. Don't start. Man, you've been poking the bear all morning long. I'm trying to get some good news from these two. Go ahead, CG. I heard you coming on with something.
Yeah, no, they are playing. I mean, the thing is, it's two issues. Is one, for us, we have levels to our programming, entry, emerging, and elite. And a lot of times what ends up happening is because people look at rec ball in a negative connotation, we call rec ball foundation ball.
Okay.
Then kids are now forced to try to skip the foundation level and go right into travel youth sports. And then they go there and then they end up being exposed, as Kelly talks about, because there's a difference between exposure and being exposed. They have a negative experience and then they don't stay. So that's why for us, we're able to keep more black youth in the game by having entry level, emerging, and then elite, and letting them produce their way through. And if they don't produce their way out of entry level to the higher levels, they can still have fun and be like Terrence Wright and be able to be involved in marketing. He's one of our ambassador alums. But the second piece, and then if Kelly wants to chime in, travel youth sports is a $39 billion industry.
Yep.
NFL is a $29 billion industry. And right now I'm in Cary, North Carolina, with one of our LEAD ambassadors at the USA Baseball Complex. And by the time you do Ubers, hotels, flight, and all of that stuff, I mean, it's very difficult to be able to have a black child who's worked his way to elite to be able to get the exposure that he needs right, so that he can continue the game in college and the pros.
CJ and Kelly, we're going to have to get you back here. We're up against it. I apologize, but as always,
no,
you know, we and plus, I like y'all fussing at Sam, so we got to get you back quick.
Put
a wrap on it, my man.
Yeah, fantastic, y'all.
We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you guys as well. Safe at home game coming up August 23rd over at Georgia Tech. Much success to the ambassadors and our law enforcement. We salute them. And thanks again for joining us.
And Dale Murphy.
Absolutely.
And Dale Murphy. See y'all.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, trying to get me in touch with Kelly. I'm forgetting some good news coming from them. I want to thank them, as always, coming on. We're going to switch gears and talk Falcons. Up next, it is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game next week before we got Falcons of Tennessee, which is going to be Friday. Thursday, we've got now again South Pauldy at Kale.
Yes,
talking about
we're going to talk about that in at the next at the top of the hour.
You're going to tease on that.
Beginning of those, yes. We'll South Pauldy and Kale is me and Chris Parker.
That's right. And then we got Douglas, Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
West Forsyth.
Yep.
So we'll get to that. That's all coming up this next week. Anyway, we were just talking baseball. Can I give you a quick baseball stat? Because we were just talking baseball with Kelly and them. And this is about Ichiro, who went into the Hall of Fame. And I left this out the other day. And I just want you to understand, at least my standpoint, why I put this dude second as far as the greatest leadoff hitters of all time. You got to start with Ricky,
yep.
But this dude is number two. And there's a reason why he's the first Japanese player in the Hall of Fame and every other accolade that goes his way. All right. Ichiro came here with a career already in place from Japan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he got here at 26 years old. Now, and he passed 3,000 hits, right? But at 26 years old, how many hits do you think some of these other guys that are in the 3,000 hit club had? Just pick a name.
I don't know which one.
Well, Hank Aaron.
Okay, Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron, at 26 years old, he hit 1,309 hits. Ty Cobb had 1,600 hits. Mentioned Ricky a second ago. Ricky had just over 1,000 hits. So you see these people, Willie Mays, Pete Rose. Pete Rose had 899 hits. Willie Mays had 903. These are all at age 26. Okay. Tony Gwynn had 770 hits at 26 years old.
Man.
Ichiro landed here, zero. None.
At that age,
he
right?
had
right.
no right. hits. All these other dudes had like almost nearly 1,000 hit head start.
Right. Owed him. And he managed to reel him in.
I just found that amazing. Anyway, I want to throw that out there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We got some football stuff. I'll come back with another football stat having to do with the Falcons in a minute. But, again, we talked about this game last night, and other than the tragic moment in the fourth quarter, I Stick looked like a
– Easton Stick is all right with
he
me.
Gave, he gave us – he gave us, you know, sort of, I won't say joy, but he gave us a good feeling about the backup situation.
Absolutely. And that's what you're looking to see established, especially in that first preseason game. I mean, in other places, you saw starters play. Joe Burrow played.
That's,
you
know, why I thought places. I was going to see more. I know they announced that Michael Penix wasn't going to play, but I finish your thought. Yeah. I heard a thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, but you want to see some guys that you know would possibly make an impact this season, and Easton Stick could possibly be that backup, especially if something happens and Kirk Cousins gets moved on or whatever may happen with that place. He is the backup. Cousins is the backup as we start right now. But Stick, 15 of 18, 149 yards and a touchdown. That was, you know, great to
comforting.
See.
That was very the word I was looking for.
Very
comforting.
Very much comforting for the Falcon fans to go out and see that take place last night. Also, you saw some things on defense. And we got 3 sacks last night.
No.
You know how – I mean, and you may say that's against their 2s and 3s. You may say it's preseason, the game don't count.
We don't care.
You may say, I do not care.
Nope, me neither.
I does not care. We got 3 sacks on a game last night, man. Come on now.
When you make Mr. Crenshaw use bad English over the air, that means you impressed him.
We got 3 sacks of the game, dude. You know how long we had to wait for 3 sacks during the regular season last year?
It was a while.
Right. So, I mean, that was great to see last night in the effort on defense. Guys flying around, being aggressive, guys out there. You know, Marco Hellum's doing great things. You know, Natron Brooks doing great things. Arnold Ibikiti got one of those sacks. So, to me, that was great to see last night as well. And you just want to see how that picks up going forward. You got those 2 days of scrimmages up there. And I can't wait to see what happens. You know, we've had some dust-ups during practice against each other.
Mm-hmm.
It could get real dusty up there. It could get very dusty this week when the Tennessee Titans come in for those joint practices. But that's the thing. And those practices, which are, by the way, unless all the tickets are gone, those are open to the public to go up and view on those days, right? Up at Falcons campus, we can wind things down up there. The public can go, but like I said, you have to go online and get your ticket if they have some left. I'm sure a lot of people want to go out and see those joint workouts. But that's what's coming up next week, and then, of course, the second preseason game.
The first score was what stuck with me. Because one of the things we've been talking about the last couple of weeks when we're talking Falcons is special teams. And that kid went out there, Lenny Craig, and hit that first one.
Yeah.
Like, it was nothing. And
it was 57.
It was nothing, man.
It could have been 60, 61.
He had with room to spare, had meat on the bone.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the one thing I took away from what was going on behind center, and I was also wanting to see if Koo was going to get in there or if Craig was going to show something, and he did. So I thought, you know, we talk about battles in different positions, but now the kicking battle possibly is on.
Maybe so, right? All right. Meanwhile, the other team, and I know that folk at your house that watch this, and I don't know how much they're paying attention to it, but you know they played in the Hall of Fame game.
Yes.
They had trouble holding on to the ball. They had trouble again last night. They got something with fumbles up there in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's preseason, right? These games don't count.
These games
don't count, and you're not seeing the real. But they've had a rash of this. In 2 preseason games.
I don't like saying this out loud.
Uh-oh.
But I think that the window may, I'm not saying is, but I'm saying may be closed. Them dudes should have been in the Super Bowl the last couple of years. You could make that case.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they should have won it.
Well, I'm definitely last year. I'm not going to put that kind of pressure on Detroit.
No, but because Detroit had that team.
They've been in the outback for so long, Greg.
I understand that.
They have been like in the tall weeds as far as the National Football League.
But not since Dan Campbell has been there.
Okay.
He has changed everything around.
Okay.
And he got
that means
he
playoffs.
Had the team.
That means playoffs. That means playoff wins.
Well, hang on a
second. Maybe it don't necessarily mean Super Bowl.
We didn't have a grace period with Patrick Mahomes and them. Sometimes you hit lightning and it goes. They've been replaying you know, that 50 and 50 thing is going on. And so today they're in Louisiana. So they were showing some of the great games that have taken place in the Superdome. And Tom Brady's first Super Bowl win was something that you didn't expect to happen. He took these guys down the field, which we then saw for the next 15 years.
Yeah,
but that first time, we didn't see that and didn't expect it. And then Adam Vinatieri won the game. But my point is, there was no lead up for Tom Brady. What's his name? Got hurt. Bledsoe got hurt.
Yep.
Next thing you know, it's Wally Pipps out.
Yep.
Let's put this kid Garrigan. So I'm saying I don't know if Detroit was supposed to have a run-up with this. All I know is, listen, they got rid of Matthew Stafford. They got Jared Goff, and it took a minute. But last year was what it was because of the injuries on defense. Yeah. But the year before that, they could have been a team that made it. A lot of people looked at that loss in the playoffs like, okay, they're going to learn from that. Every team goes up, and they get smacked around in that championship game, and they come back the next year. But they didn't have a chance to come back last year because of the injuries on defense.
Right.
So now, as we go into this season, it ain't a clear-cut avenue for them because Green Bay, you know, Jordan Love's getting better. In fact, they're talking about Jordan Love in a way that he may ascend to that top tier of quarterbacks. You got what's going on in Minnesota.
Minnesota, yep.
J.J. McCarthy's supposed to, and they got some weapons there for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and listen, I'm not going to say nothing about Caleb Williams and the Bears just yet.
He's going to get his chances, though.
He's got to do something.
He's going to get more chances, right?
Because they got rid of the coach. They got the leader that they want. They gave him weapons.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that Detroit's window of having an easy sort of at least win for the division is gone. The last couple of years, you kind of figured it was their division.
You think the division was easy?
I think it was easier than it's going to be this year.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky this year.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, but I don't know if you say it's easy. I mean,
it's not going to be.
It's the National Football League. People say it's only an easy schedule. Where? Let me get an easy schedule.
The conversation for the last couple of years when you talked about those top teams, Detroit was always included because of the way they have carried themselves and the way they have ascended under Dan Campbell. So, yeah, that's what I mean when I say this is – this may that window of dominance may be closing, at least for that division too, because that's one of the toughest divisions you got in this sport.
That is true. That is very true. That is very true. So we watch and see what happened. Like I said, at the end of the, you know, when they decided to suspend things, the Lions were up 17-10, but that's kind of immaterial when you think about this game. The things that you watch for, the things you want to take away from this game. And also you got to think about some things. You know, Stick was getting time to do what he was doing. Obviously, he was getting some pass block. Obviously, you know, those number twos were out there doing some good things as far as the line goes. So let's give them a shout-out as well for getting some job done. Running game, not so much last night. You know, we look to see that more. Maybe next week we may see some of our, you know, the running backs out there. Might see Tyler Algiers get some next week. We'll see. But I like the fact that the quarterback had time to do some things. That means the line was working for him. So I enjoyed what I saw last night.
Did you know that every team has a fact about them?
Fact.
There's a fact connected with every team in the NFL.
F-A-C-T.
And I saw – pardon?
F-A-C-T.
Yes. Or facts, yes.
Fact.
Right.
Okay.
And I hadn't really thought about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this list, and I thought, I wonder how many of these Sam knows.
Uh-oh.
So – and Noelle's welcome to jump in here, too. We haven't heard her this first hour, but I know she's busy. So – if you were curious about a particular team and wanted to have a fact about them, tell me a team. Ask me about a team. Like, if you want to start with the Falcons, are you curious about what the fact of the Falcons is?
Go ahead.
Okay. It says here, the Falcons.
Falcons.
I just lost where it is there.
That ain't good. Hello.
Hang on a second.
Hey.
Hang on a second.
Whoa.
Hello. Wow, the Falcons only have one up here.
There's no fact about the Falcons.
That they put up here. Give me another team while I'm looking for the. Oh, wait, here we go.
Okay.
The oldest U.S. pro team without a championship. 66.
Without a.
That's about the weakest fact they could have came up
with. I'm just telling you, that's the one that's associated with the Falcons. Give me another team.
Without a.
With oldest U.S. pro team without championships.
Okay.
That's what they have next, Atlanta. Give me another team.
I was thinking Super Bowl. Because
well, that too, but there's a few teams without a Super
Lions
Bowl.
Lions don't have a Super Bowl. Lions ain't been to a Super Bowl.
Right, yeah.
You know, at least the Falcons been a couple of times. Giants, New York Giants.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay.
New York Giants invented the spike celebration. Give a guy and he spikes the ball after a touchdown?
Homer Jones.
I guess.
I'm just trying to think who it might have been.
Invented the spike celebration, the Giants.
I'm trying to think who it was on that team that did that.
Okay, see, that's a real fact.
Okay, give me another one, Noel. Good morning, Noel.
Give me the San Diego Chargers. I know
the San Diego Chargers.
Give me the San Diego Chargers.
The lightning bolts. Give us
you ready?
The
named after credit card chargers.
Okay, see, now that's a fact.
That's what I'm saying.
I know that.
Really?
I'm just picking, and that's why I said San Diego, because I figured the fact would be all the way back there.
Yeah,
Jacksonville Jaguars, only NFL stadium with a pool.
Yes, it's a fact. Yeah. But I feel
I'm
like
just saying. This is
because we have baseball stadiums with pools, but we don't have
the Texas. Yeah. Okay, Houston Texans.
Okay.
They are the youngest NFL franchise.
I just about to say, yeah, that's too recent. Let's get out of expansion mode. Okay. give me Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers. Well,
you're gonna get all kind of stuff with them.
The team is publicly owned. We all know that one.
Yep.
That's what they said. All right. The team we hate here.
Oh, yeah.
What's the fact about them?
You brought up the Superdome. Yeah. Yeah. What about it?
No, it wasn't that.
Stinky Town.
Founded on All Saints Day.
Huh?
They were founded on All Saints Day.
Wow.
So there you go. And, okay, I told you who the youngest team is. Who's the oldest team in the NFL? Now, you got to remember, some teams have moved around.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Who's the oldest team?
Oh, gosh. I remember who the oldest one is.
The original? No.
I think she.
The Giants? I'm going to say the Giants.
No. What's it? Occam's razor, I think, applies right now because I heard something coming out your mouth and you pulled it back. What did you pull back? What was the team you were going to say? I thought you started to say something.
I don't even remember now.
The Cardinals.
Whoa.
Ah, okay.
Cardinals are the oldest team in the NFL. Now, where would they start? I'm thinking baseball with Boston, but that's not it. But they started someplace other than – I know they were someplace before St. Louis.
St. Louis.
And even Cleveland. Or not Cleveland. Where were they before that?
I don't know.
But anyway.
I was going to say Browns, but then I remembered they don't exist without – no, Bengals don't exist without the Browns.
I was waiting for this to be –
I realized that it wouldn't have been them, so I took it back.
Wasn't the Bears. We're in Green Bay. No Bears has ever thrown for 4,000 yards in a season.
Oh.
That's their fact. Anyway, we'll lace these in throughout the rest of the show. Heading into the 9 o'clock hour, as always. That first segment is Mr. Crenshaw's. He lets you know what's going on locally. That is up next. We're also going to talk Joe Patrick, our own Joe Patrick, on these Falcons, and Noel's World, all coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. 9th day of August, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.